I mean, I think as we see from the discussion on both market access and domestic support, that the issues are certainly becoming much more familiar with delegations, but the convergence is still, you know, the real challenge that that we face here. And I think we face sort of convergence on two sort of levels, and that I think we need to try and think about, you know, what we can actually do in terms of reach agreed conclusions on agriculture issues for the Doha round. And we have to think about what that will mean for actually getting agreement on a work program that will actually take us to those agreed conclusions. So I think, you know, we have to be very, very clear on what our sort of goal and our purpose is. It is to reach convergence that will take us forward in the period ahead. So while I hear views that are actually, you know, very divergent on a number of these things, I'm sure you're hearing that too, and I think that you need all to reflect very carefully on how we can close some of these gaps. Now, what I'll be doing is working through a range of the various elements under these headings of market access and domestic support, as well as export competition, because I think we now have heard from members that there is a proposal on export competition. There is a, I think, a wish to move into discussions in that area. So that will have to be part of the agenda as well. And I'll take those consultations forward in various configurations. We will convene again in an open-ended session in some weeks, I think, where we can take stock again of where we've got to. Hopefully, we will have achieved some progress beyond where we are at the moment at that time. And as I say, I'm fully available to all delegations in the interim. So with that, can I wish you all a good afternoon back here, of course, to look at the issue of public stockholding for food security. And please, I wish you a good lunch. Thank you.